this moment, in my mind there is a hadith, and this is a very beautiful hadith, and it's relevant, and every word of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is very beautiful. May Allah Ta'ala allow that we can understand these words. And what is the sign of a person who understands or who doesn't understand? What is the sign of that? That's why I've done this dua. To understand and not to understand, there's a very simple sign that differentiates the two. That those who understand, they also implement. And those who do not understand, they do not implement. The Holy Prophet, the gracious Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the message he gave, Allah Ta'ala also said this in the Quran, وَلَا تَعْقُلُونَ, that if they don't have aql, they cannot understand, they cannot implement, because they don't have aql, they don't have understanding. So that person who understands realizes, then he'll realize, he won't say, I don't want to do it. Immediately he will implement, practice. This is not the case. I'll give you an example, small example. That if you're parking your car, you're in a rush, and there's a yellow line, and you're parking the car, and then a person comes and says, hey, don't park here. The traffic warden's coming. He will give you a fine. Now, if you understand or you don't understand, you'll get the proof there and then. Immediately, you'll understand why. Because the ticket will be applied. Penalty, you'll be grateful that you told me. You'll say, oh, he's behind you, don't stop here. £40 fine straight away. So what will you do immediately with that car? You'll move that car, won't you? You move it away. For this reason, because his words you have understood. Now, if you don't move the car, then he'll tell you that the traffic warden, he's already told you the warden's coming. Then what will we say? What will you consider me as? That he hasn't understood and he was fined. So Allah says, Mubashiran wa Nadira, about the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he came and gave you good tidings and also admonishments. The warden's about to come, move your car. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that beware, never leave salah, you'll go into Jahannam. Who is saying this? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us. It's not stories in the Quran, are they? These aren't stories. This is not a book of stories and folk tales. This is to differentiate between those who understand and misunderstand. Don't understand. Whoever understands the Quran, one verse is enough for him. And those who don't understand, time and time again, they'll read the Quran and they stay stuck in the same place. That's why I said that I did the dua, that Allah, whatever we study today, the hadith that we hear, may we understand it. And I'm hopeful, we're hopeful that after that, if the amal comes, then we've understood. And I will say, if you don't, that this person was foolish, they were sitting down. And if we don't do amal on the hadith, do you understand what I'm saying? Will we do amal inshallah? Practice? Yes. That's why I've told you this verse of the Quran in advance about practice, that we should talk about, you know, like fresh speak. You've come with love and I've come with love, and Allah Ta'ala has sat us down here with love. And I am speaking to you with love and you are accepting with love. What a beautiful scenario that would be. Isn't this the case? Isn't it? So it's not a problem, is it? We have to force a brother. Brother, you must do this. You have to do this. Not. It's all about love and muhabbat. There's no forcing anybody. Nobody. It's not we're pulling anyone's leg or he'll be upset with me for not practice. He's a murid and that, and you know, I have to do this, etc. No, 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 no. If somebody says, how many murid do you have? I say to them, I am a murid. I am their student. Due to them, my islah, my rectification is taking place. Yeah? I come here for my islah, my rectification, improvement. So we start the hadith. Recite Durood Sharif first. Because we're speaking about the Holy Master Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu, great sahabi, beloved sahabi, companion, special maqam, special status with regards to hadith, had a supreme status. All the sahaba were proud of him, envious of him, his ilm of hadith. What ilm Allah has given to him, subhanallah. So the sheet was out, and he was in front of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ said that pull this sheet back together and embrace it to your chest. And he said, after that, I never forgot a hadith. This is this Sahabi who's narrating this hadith, has Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, mashallah. So the start of the hadith is so beautiful. As Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu stated, that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, deen is simple, subhanallah. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Deen is simple, Allahu Akbar. Hell and heaven, who will decide? Deen. Your deen will decide hell and heaven, fate. Those who will go into Jahannam will be due to not having deen. And those who will go through the doors of paradise, it is due to deen that they will go into heaven. Deen. There's another hadith. The meaning of the hadith is the deen is the differentiator that protects your dunya and your akhirah. That no guard can protect you. No power can protect you. Whoever protects nothing can protect us compared to the deen. The deen can protect us. Say subhanAllah. If your deen stops, if deen comes out of a house, then there's no protection for that home, for that household. Doesn't matter if you have guards, you can have weapons, and they'll protect you. Allahu Akbar. No. But in the house where there is deen, nobody can give loss to that home. If we desire to have protection at home, security, you're sat here, and in India you have a home on rent, you've rented it out, and people have court cases. Why are you going to India? Oh, my house is there, someone's possessed it, I'm going to get the rent. We go from here, postal, every year, 2 years to go and get the rent. I hear this. I don't know, somebody's gone to Pakistan, somebody's gone to India to get their rent. Very simple. Very simple. Subhanallah. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us that deen, bring deen into your life, your whole dunya, you'll have houses, Allah says, I'll protect them. You'll keep on getting the rent, no problem. No problem. So deen isn't just, it will take you to Jannah. Before Jannah, you have to live in this world, brothers. We have to live in this world. Morning and evening, living, shopping centers, working, driving cars, and going in planes, and there are tragedies, calamities, illnesses, ajeeb, weird illnesses nowadays in society, ajeeb, fitna. Fitna is coming. Such fitna that a person cannot imagine. Now, what's happened to Islam? What's happened? Because today we have internet and the whole wide world. The world is awash with fitnas. Deen is being presented in such a weird way that you cannot imagine. This hadith, if we study it in depth today and listen to it, then all our issues can be solved, my brothers. They can be solved. As far as I think, my opinion goes, with regards to this, so I can speak in the light of this hadith. Because Allah Ta'ala is the one who can bring us to the path. It's not me. Allah is allowing me to speak. If something comes out, it comes. Do dua that I can say so that our destiny can be made. Because this hadith is very elevated, mashallah. So first, initial part of the hadith is that deen is very easy. And our thought process in contrast to this is to interview people today. Interview. Brother, do you pray salah? No, it's too hard. How can I leave my shop? I can't pray salah. A wife, does she adopt parda? Parda? No. How can you speak about parda? Very difficult, brother. Oh, no, we can't do this. We can't do this. Brothers, this is haram. Aluful haram? No. If I don't take this haram, how will I live? How can this be? Can it be? This is impossible. It's too hard. Yes, interview people. All the principles of deen, actions, for us will say it's the hardest thing in the world. Praying salah is too hard. Giving zakat is too hard. Giving sadaqah too hard. To obey Allah's orders, follow the deen, too hard. Anything, if you discuss with somebody, something your deen refrains you from, don't do this with that. Oh, how can you say this to me? I have to stay alive, live in this dunya. We have to progress with the dunya. What's this you're telling me? How can you be like this? Too much. It's amazing. Shocking. That person, what will his life be if this is his approach to the deen? Then what will that person like be after maut? What will be his condition, that person? May Allah Ta'ala not allow we have such a life that from our mouth we say, Allah has given order, pray salah. We say, no, it's too hard, too difficult. Don't tell me, no, I cannot do this. Allah was ordering parda. No, parda is too difficult. No. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam comes, gives an order, grows a beard. Oh, no, beard. No, please don't tell me beard. Oh, no. End of story there if I do that. No, how will I do work and stuff? Subhanallah. Follow the sunnah, you'll get rewards, Allah is saying. The Prophet said, whoever embraces my sunnah, you'll become the beloved of Allah. Allah will make you his beloved. And that we desire to do ziyarah, we want the dream of the prophets, and we have stories, oh, read this wazifa, go to sleep. Hazrat, tell me a wazifa, recitation, durood, so I can see the prophet some ziyarah. Tell me something I can recite. Everyone's got desire to be ashik, lovers. But they don't understand the point that Rasulullah has told us, man habba sunnati fa man habbani. Amal, do practice of my sunnah and I will give you my ziyarah. You will see me. You keep the bed, I will give you my ziyarah. Follow and wear the imamah like me, and I will give you ziyarah. Follow my tariqah, methodology, I will give you ziyarah. Subhanallah. Look at this. Isn't this the case? One, the Holy Prophet said, one sunnah, if you leave it, reject it. I remember an event now, an event. This is our night in. We're not in a rush, are we? To go anywhere, are we? Are we in a rush? There was a pious elder, I don't remember his name, and I'm just telling you something confirmed, that this is the event of the pious elders. Confirmed. Confirmed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him presence of heart. Closeness. What's Hazuri? Presence of heart, closeness, and he do ziyarah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah gave him that great status. So obviously when there's a person like this, then the first quality must have is man habba sunnati. In his life, every second was according to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah. Yes. So mashallah, say subhanallah. Subhanallah. He was doing ziyarah all the time during the day, sometimes various intervals the Prophet would be there, do ziyarah. There are people like this, and he was enjoying his life morning and night, sunnah. Great pious elder, pious status, and he went to Medina Sharif. And with him was his ghulam, a khadim, you could say worker. And in Medina, when he arrived to Medina, due to some reason, he made a mistake. The khadim, his worker, so in that style, in that way, he slapped him in Medina. And everyone has a different scenario. Whoever is more high in status, then it's more delicate a situation. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. That Allah Ta'ala, when He gives beauty, then what is it? The poem? The couplet? There's delicacy. When there's increase in beauty, then there's a fussiness increases. Yes? So, a person, when he has a high status, piety, then on little points, Allah Ta'ala grabs a person as well. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, this sheikh, the pious elder, he... in Medina Sharif, and he were to go to the Rauda Mubarak, and just he used to have ziyarah. He stood on the Rauda Mubarak, no ziyarah, no meeting. So imagine what he is like, that those who can see from far, then when he gets close, then imagine the sight from close up, if he done ziyarah from far away. We don't know anything. Today we, in our life, if we live our life according to the sunnah, every action we should do that Nabi said, refrain, leave, do it. There's a verse in the Quran. Whatever my Habib gives to you, take it. Whatever he tells you to leave, leave it. Leave it. Whoever adopts this practice in his life, then subhanallah, what will his life become? Imagine. We are wasting our time on small things worth nothing. Oh no, this is too hard. His hadith is telling us, this is too difficult. All day long everything's hard for us. Allah's Nabi said what? That deen is, Abu Hurairah, deen is very easy. Subhanallah. Say subhanallah. Ya Allah, how is it easy? So he was distressed. He couldn't do the ziyarah. He went to the Rauda Mubarak. Obviously when he has this high status, ishq, love, muhabbat, then how can ashik accept that my mahbub has disappeared? Only he knows who has love. Only those know who have love. So his hal was down, he felt so distressed, shrieking, screaming out, tearing his clothes. What's happened to me? What mistake have I made? What dhulam have I done in Medina? What's happened? Why is this thing being taken away from me? The status. So in that condition, there was a darvesh of Medina, and somebody said, go to him, he'll explain to you. So he went to him, he presented himself, Hazrat, this was my situation, I've become like this now. I've lost that status. So he did maraqabah. He said, yes, do this. In the third part of the night, the woman comes, an elderly woman, She, a black woman, she comes to present herself, and her style is very unique. And she is very silent for hours. She sits down and she does ziyarah. And she just does ziyarah of the Rawda Mubarak. She looks at the Rawda Mubarak. What great people are desire. Great people. So what you need to do is you need to go to her and request to her that this is my hal, that please request that my ziyarah restarts somehow. So he went in the night. He waited. That woman came. She was sitting. He went. And she went into Maraqaba. And he arrived there and he said, he requested that this is the situation. My scenario has gone downhill. My status has gone down. Please, for the sake of Allah, I request, please request that I'm reinstated and I'm forgiven. I've made a mistake somehow. So that woman, she looked at him with jalal towards his face for a while. She stayed silent, looked at him and said, look behind you. So he looked behind and the silsila had started again. Allah Ta'ala forgave him. So then he thought, what happened with me? What happened? Why did this all happen? He couldn't understand. So the darvesh said to him, that foolish person, that you did an action against the sunnah, that you were in Medina Sharif, and when your worker made a mistake, the Holy Prophet ﷺ, instead of punishment, that he likes forgiveness instead of punishment. He likes forgiveness. You should mete out forgiveness. Say subhanAllah. What do? We think we're muttaqis, and the wife makes a little mistake, we can't bear. Why did you put too much salt in the food today? Why did you open the door, take a delay after a delay? Why did you do this? We get angry, don't we? With the wife, I wanted to do this. Why did you do this? And forget about wife, we look towards the mother, we start shrieking at the mother. We swear at the mother. MashaAllah, beard, long beard, attire. And if you look outside, it looks like Jibreel alayhi salam is walking around in Bolton. Yeah? Jibreel alayhi salam has descended to the earth, but this is our character. So Allah Ta'ala wants character. Character. Inside, soul, batin should be clean, pure. So, stated that here, this issue occurred, and you, how were you so severe? If even you're far away, you shouldn't be like this. Why were you so stern and strict? So my brothers, deen is easy. Beginning part of this hadith. Deen is very easy, and it's so easy that alhamdulillah, that it takes people to the high status, deen. High status. Yes, it's all nonsense. We say it's hard to practice. It's nonsense. This is hard. If you see somebody, then look at that person's face for 2 minutes when he says that. That person's, when he's thinking this, and he might not be saying it, but he's thinking, why am I not practicing? I can't do this action. He's looking at someone, and he's praying tahajjud, or doing nafl. Oh, yaar, it's too hard for me, difficult, I can't do this. Or some sister's looking at the sister, she's observing parda, mashallah, niqab, and she's got haya, she's modest. Ooh, it's too hard for me, I can't do this. No, too difficult for me. Then this hadith, understand it at that time. That where's that person stooped down to? Allah's Nabi is saying that deen is easy. Deen is easy. So what a liar is that person. He's a munafiq, hypocrite, that man, that woman. A big deceptor, that person in deceit, who does not embrace these words of the Prophet and rejects them. Think about it. And further in this hadith, Nabi ﷺ said initially, deen is easy. Deen is easy. And remember, this is what Rasulullah ﷺ said. I'm just giving you the details of the hadith, commentary sort of, explanation. Explanation. That deen doesn't come by forcing. Deen has no link with strictness or forcing. It's easy and you acquire it easily. Say subhanAllah. SubhanAllah. It's not hard to acquire the deen. That I haven't come with a hard thing for you to do, said Nabi ﷺ. I want to take you into paradise. Said Rasulullah. I haven't come with a difficult practice that that's so easy to practice deen in the world. There's nothing more easier than deen in this world. How easy it is to go walk to Fajr Salah in the morning. There's nothing easier than that. All day long you can work hard. There's nothing easier than going to Fajr Salah. It's hard to start the car, to go to work, to go out in the cold, to take off the frost on the windscreen, to put water on the windscreen, sit in the cold car, drive, go through traffic, a long journey to work, 8 hours sitting at your shop, office, working, someone's making kebabs, someone's ironing, pressing, someone's manufacturing, someone's got a laundry. Is it easy? and ask a retired person, oh, forget work, oh, I'm not working anymore. Is it easy to work? To leave home, cold, drive, work. But that task is so easy. Fajr Salah. If you say to someone, that why don't you come to Fajr Salah in the morning? You say, oh my gosh, no, no, no. Oh, it's too hard for me, I can't go to Fajr. I'll try inshallah. Make dua for me. Yes, that if you can go out in the morning, 0 degrees, and you're heating up the car, have you ever thought to someone and said to someone, do dua for me that I can go to work in the morning? Cold hands, frost on the windscreen, raining, snow, gust of wind, and you're cleaning the car and you're going to work. I don't want to get late. It's hard. Oh, no, no, it's not hard. Well, watch me in 2 minutes, I'll get to work. Oh, I'll clean the frost from the car so easily. Subhanallah, this is how we speak. I'm speaking the way I speak. No, watch me clean the car quickly. You're going to go Manchester to work? No problem, 200 miles. Max is down the road. Come to dhikr. Oh, no, too far. The masjid, too hard to go. Who's going to go in the car? It's cold, it's windy. And Sharia allows I don't have to go that far. We don't have to do that much for the deen. Oh, deen is easy. Said our Prophet, the beloved Prophet said, what? Deen is easy. Write this on your heart today. That when this nonsense starts in our life, rubbish. I seek apologies for saying this. Apologize me that in this language I'm speaking to you, but you are my brothers or sons. I'm speaking to you personally. Don't take badly what I'm saying negatively. Yes, I love you, mashallah. This is our gathering of love, mashallah. So I seek apology, speaking like this, straightforward. But because I'm speaking with love and style with your brothers, sisters, sons, then that's how a father speaks, isn't it? You don't speak tenderly and softly. So when you think nonsense like this, these thoughts, it's hard. Hard? That's nonsense. How can it be hard? Deen. Morning to evening, I work hard, sweat. If my son said to me that 4 to 8, you have to stay here, work. I'll run 4 p.m. to go to work. 3 p.m. if my boss calls me, I'll go at 3 p.m. to work. Don't people work overtime or in the evenings? Don't they work in factories, overtime shifts? Don't they? Yes, we'll close our eyes and we go and open up the shop late. Those people who work in Bradford, everyone's worked, your fathers, grandfathers, when they came, did they come as MPs when they come to this country? They used to work in mills and factories, and their children, mashallah, now, what are they doing? They're different now. They've gone on a different path. Yes, so that's how people, our forefathers, have worked hard. Yes, that people used to, in one bedroom, 5 people, somebody used to work, someone was sleeping, he used to come back, he used to go and work, replace him. Our pious elders, this was their lifestyle. Transformation, rotation, they know about Mercs and BMs and fast cars, they didn't care about that. They were thinking about earning, saving. We've forgotten our history. But yes, that nafs hasn't come out of our hearts, our desires, our greed. What's the translation? The greed. Greed of the dunya. Yeah, the person who's greedy, that hasn't come out of our hearts and our desires. It's there, buried inside the greed of the dunya. Buried. So to make money, we'll do it any way or form. Dunya, running, jumping from the roof. We'll say, hey, I'll jump from the roof to make money. But when someone says, pray salah in the masjid, Fajr salah, brother. Oh, no. Too difficult. The whole dunya, you'll travel from the morning to night. We have to spend the day, shops, business premises, sit in the car, drive, toil, struggle. All of that is for what? Yeah, it's the success is based on the Fajr Salah. Say Subhanallah. Fajr Salah. He who's prayed Fajr Salah, Allah says, I will protect his day and I will make his day easy every hour. He'll do the same job. Yes, he will have to start the car in the cold. But see, my angels will travel with you and make your life easy during the day. If you pray Fajr Salah, we're saying this. Our beloved master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nobody can reject what he said. So, أَفَلَا تَعْقَلُونَ بَبِ تَعْقِلُونَ. We don't have aqal, Allah says. This is the first dua we do. Allah give us aqal, wisdom, understanding. The person who listens and does amal on what he hears. Will we do amal, brothers? Inshallah. Otherwise, we are stupid people. Quran is saying we're foolish, stupid people if we don't practice. Yes? So the person prays Fajr Salah. Will you pray Fajr Salah? Yes, Jummah, inshallah, tomorrow morning we start from Fajr. It's not hard. It's not difficult. I've told you, brothers. Allah's Nabi says, if he's saying deen, he's bought the deen. He's given us deen in our pockets. And he's made us Muslim. He's given us the Quran. Who's introduced us to Allah. He is waiting. Subhanallah. At the pond of Kawthar. the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his blessed hands, he wants to give us the, from his blessed hands, he wants to present us the pond of Kawthar water for me, you, for my father. He's waiting at the pond of Kawthar to give us water to drink. What is the pond of Kawthar? Rasulullah, when he'll be there, is stated there'll be such beloved people like the twinkling stars in the sky. Such beloved people will be there waiting for you, to give to you. It'll be the blessed hand of Rasulullah, and there'll be bowls like twinkling stars, and you'll drink from those twinkling bowls. Imagine. Imagine. Is that hard or is this hard, the dunya? Today, if we make deen easy, then alhamdulillah, that maqam will be attained. Will we leave the deen? Will we leave salah? Doesn't make sense to leave the deen. It's not common sense. Allah is ordering, do this, and we leave it. It's stupidity. Why are we leaving the deen? Why? There's no excuse to leave the deen. No excuse under the sun for not having deen. Pray salah. No excuse. Close your eyes and you come jumping, skipping. Apart from that condition that you're so weak that you can't get up from your bed, you're ill, fever, temperature, bad state. You can't come obviously to the masjid then. What does Allah say then? That's okay, if you're ill, don't worry. Don't worry. That I remember all your previous efforts, say subhanAllah, that you used to keep on running and sticking to namaz. Allah says, I know your heart, how much you love my salah. So I know your heart that this moment you are upset and distressed that you can't go to salah. My heart, I know Allah says that you are desperate to do sajda and you want to, your masjid, you are dreaming about the masjid, going to the masjid. When you close your eyes, you see the people in the masjid. When you love people, you see them. So Allah says, don't be worried, don't be upset. I make people ill. What is the hikmah? I made you ill. Today I'll tell you something, Allah says. Don't worry, what you do, 40 times say, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minadh dhalimeen. If you can't go to the masjid, every ill person when he recites this 40 times in his illness, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Subhanallah, that if this illness you die, then it won't be a normal death, rather you will be a shaheed if you pass away, Subhanallah. And if you are healthy and you come back to normality, then listen, what did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. That the leaves in the trees in the world, all the leaves, according to the number of leaves, and the sand, the particles of sand in the deserts of the world, according to that number, if you have sins, to that number Allah will forgive all those sins. Subhanallah. This is the reward for the illness of the beloved of Allah, the reward. So if you leave salah in the masjid due to ill health and you're upset, grief in your heart, my salah's gone in the masjid, don't worry. Allah said, don't worry. I know me and you, our love is strong. And this reward is in your pocket. Recite this 40 times and that's it. Subhanallah. Every day I tell you this, don't I? Haven't I repeated this to you? What kalma have I said to you? Say loudly. La ilaha illa. Say loudly. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minadh dhalimeen. You should have memorized it now. 70 years I've been reciting this, telling you. There's a brother sitting, he said to me, this dhikr you do, what I do is, in my car I listen to the dhikr as well. Subhanallah. I looked at him close, I said, Subhanallah. I said, don't go today. He said, no, I heard it. I've come from Oldham. Oldham he's come from. Subhanallah. He sat in front of you. And here's a person from his house is in front nearby. No, 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 it's too hard. Dunya, I can't come that far. Look at the glad tidings, they won't come. Doorstep. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ Allah says, the understanding's gone. Sold out, wasteful people, bone idol. Bone idol. Anyway, let's come back to the hadith. First, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, so do you understand, is deen easy or not? Tell me now. It's easy, number one. Number two, Allah's Nabi said, deen is easy, simple, and deen doesn't put you into difficulty. It won't put you into difficulty that you will have to practice it in difficulty. No. Very simply pray salah, very easily you can consume halal, very easily, this is all deen, isn't it? You can observe parda, you can be a woman of parda, very easily you can be a person growing the beard, very easily you can implement the sunnah in your life. Never is it difficult, no way is it difficult, said Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And if Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said it, it's haq, it's truth, it's fact. Subhanallah. And he's told us that it's not difficult, so it's easy, it's not difficult, no tax. So 2 points, deen is easy, and to attain it is easy, it's not difficult to practice it. No tax, no burden, 2 points. Next. Third point, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. That when you get the deen, the way of life, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there are three rewards when you get the deen, when you implement the deen. Number one, that you'll get such a deen, the tariqah of Rasulullah said, you'll get such a deen, that deen will be ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, that you ask in salah, you will get that deen. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Because I'm giving it, said Rasulullah, I'm giving this to you. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. On a straightforward path. That's a great thing to get. Today, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim deen, to attain this is a massive, massive difficult thing to attain, my friends. Every man says, I'm deendar. Sahaba Karam, they're swearing at the Sahaba, swearing at Ahlul Bayt, swearing at Ummahatul Mu'mineen, swearing at the pious predecessors, and swearing at Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi, swearing at Mujaddad al-Afthani rahmatullahi, swearing at Khwaja Naqshband rahmatullahi, swearing at the great pious predecessors, commonly criticizing. And he says, my deen is strong. Imagine. As Amir Muawiyah is criticizing, swearing, he says, my deen is strong. And where's his deen? He's established on his deen. Such people you'll see contaminated deen. So Allah said that despite all of these paths, I will take you on that path. What will be that path? Ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. There will be no doubt in your deen. The way I will prescribe to you the deen, that's the deen you will get. In this day and age, Rasulullah said, totally 100% straightforward, clean, pure path. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Words of the hadith, you'll get ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, first and foremost. Yani, honest, straight deen. There'll be no deception, no contamination. Honest, true, straightforward. There'll be no particles of contamination. No fakeness. It will be the deen of the awliya Allah. People are swearing the awliya Allah today. They are laughing at their karamat, at their miracles, at their kashf and karamat. People laugh at their path and their statements. They laugh at fazali amal. They laugh at Hazrat Zakariya Sahib rahmatullahi openly today. And they say, I'm a deendar person, strong. They give him proofs of their deen. They are jahil, ignorant people. This is the day and age we're living in today. Rasulullah said, that I will tell you what is the deen. That no generation is hard to practice the deen. Deen is simple in every generation. And I will give you the deen of ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Subhanallah. Do you understand what I'm saying? Next point, next reward. When you get such a deen straightforward, then it's obvious. Then the next thing Rasulullah said, the second reward you will get is qurb ilahi, nearness to Allah. You will get walayat, closeness to Allah. Allah's special qurb. Special qurb is walayat. Friend of Allah. Walayat is such a condition. Remember, it's not every wali doesn't know he's a wali. Every kutub doesn't know he's a kutub. Every ghawth doesn't know he's a ghawth. Every kutub arshad doesn't know. No. Allah conceals it sometimes in the hereafter. There'll be so many people on the maqam, they won't know that they were walis of Allah. There'll be so many people, when they'll reach there, they'll be given that maqam, they'll be amazed that this was what I was in the dunya. I was a friend of Allah. He doesn't even know. Today people are lacking hope. They say, oh, practicing. I don't know, can I be wali Allah or not? Can I be close to Allah? Says a sister, can I be like Rabia Basri? Can I get this maqam? Can I get this day? My brothers, Allah's Nabi Sallam is saying that when I prescribe to you the deen, whether you feel it or not, whether you realize the status or not, it's not necessary. But, subhanallah, if you follow these principles I'm prescribing to you, Rasulullah said, then qurb ilahi you will attain 100%. And qurb ilahi Allah's nearness, Allah's Nabi, some if he's saying it, then that person will be no less than a ghawth and a kutub in the hereafter. Subhanallah. What need we need to know? People, we tell them we're wali, or people know there's a label, he's a ghawth of Allah. Will anyone let you sleep if they know you're ghawth? Please do it for me, brother. I've got problems. Oh, brother, do this for me. Ring, phone call. Brother, do dua for my kids. And you'll go in the shopping center 100 times. Brother, please, Hazrat Sahib, please do dua for me. Do this for me. Oh, brother, Janab, do this for me. Or say this. Can it be? Impossible. You can't live a life normally. So isn't it better you stay hidden and it's not written on your forehead that you're wali Allah? Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Yeah, now have you got yakin now that all of you are walis of Allah sitting here now? If you have yakin, put your hands up that you're walis of Allah. You don't have yakin? You are walis of Allah, put your hands up, mashallah. Put your hand up, I put my hand up. Have yakin in Allah. Have yakin in Allah. What do you think? What have you understood from this hadith? That what effect has it had on you, all these people sitting here? Why are you scared of Allah? Are you scared? Allah is thinking now. Allah, think good about yourself. Think good about yourself. Positive. Allah Ta'ala says, I know this man was a thief. And he was there, but he was hopeful of me that I'm a wali Allah. Straight away I put my hand up. Allah says, I made him a wali Allah then. Oh, Allah's rahmah is looking for excuses. You don't need to seek excuses. That's why I told you, put your hands up. Foolish people, I'm the worst thief, satan. That's why I put my hand up. The Allah Ta'ala will say, oh, I have haya. Allah has the most haya from everyone. Shame that he had yakin in me, put his hands up. How can it be? I don't make him a wali Allah. Says, impossible. He's a wali Allah now. He's a wali Allah. Put your hands up again. Subhanallah, you are walis of Allah. Put your hands up. Subhanallah. Okay, see everyone, I've made everyone a wali or not, haven't I? This is the gathering of the dhikr of Allah. This is the effect. The consequence, you accept or not, the angels are testifying today that all of these people are walis of Allah. Subhanallah. So it's not written on the forehead. Allah's Nabi said, the second reward is Qurbilai. Then it's Allah. Third reward, subhanallah. Third reward. Good news, you will start to get good news, glad tidings, positive news, Mubashir. Allah says, Rasulullah is Bashir wa Nadir. All the glad tidings that Rasulullah gave in the Quran, in the Hadith, he mentioned for the mu'mineen, that you'll start to hear from your ears, from the angels before your death. Yes, the Quran says this. In your ears you'll hear, you're a good person, pious, salamun, salamun, salamun. You'll hear this. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us these three rewards. Honest deen, straightforward deen. Doesn't matter how many fitnas in the dunya, but his deen will be strong. He will never get immersed in any fitna. He will never stop bidat, innovation, zulamat, oppression. Khalis, pure deen, sharia. Atiullah wa atiur rasul will be his deen. Number one. Number two, Qurb ilahi, nearness to Allah, stamp and seal of Allah. He's a wali Allah, friend of Allah. Number three, alhamdulillah, for him that the hereafter will be waiting, the time will come. Allah will give him the good news in the world while he's living for the hereafter, positive. Doesn't everybody want this? This hadith is prescribing this. Have you a yakin belief on this hadith? Do you believe this hadith? What was the hadith? Has Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu stated that my Mahbub, Allah's Mahbub said, oh Abu Huraira, deen is easy. It's so easy that you don't need to practice it by force. It's easy. If I tell you the tariqah that you can attain the deen easily, then you will get attain the deen like that. Click of a finger. With ease you'll pray tahajjud. With ease you'll start to pray salah. With ease you'll adopt parda, hijab. Wherever in your destiny is risk, wherever it is, you will stay there like a solid mu'min. Solid mu'min. First you'll think about salah, then you'll open up the shop. Wherever you are. First you'll start up salah, then you'll drive the taxi. First you'll pray salah, then you'll start doing other tasks and duties at work. Nothing of the dunya, no responsibilities of the dunya will overwhelm you. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is that action? What is that prescription? Rasulullah, I'll tell you how you can get deen easily. Until Qiyamah, you'll get this deen. Until Qiyamah, you'll practice this. Brothers, will you do amal on this? It's true promise. What a great hadith. What a day of happiness. We should all be smiling and laughing. When this hadith came to my mind, I was ill. And I was thinking, today maybe, we're just going to do dhikr. No discussion today. I wasn't in the mood. I thought that before I came. That was in my mind. Then I thought, no. It's difficult for me to speak today. I've got a headache. And 3-4 days I didn't come before today. And then let's just do dhikr today. I'll ask for apologies. So just, I was praying salah. And when I did dua after salah, then in the rakat, after salah in the dua, you know the duas you do, in salah after atayat, we just do one dua, Rabbi jalni muqima salat wa min dhurriyati rabbana wa taqabbal dua rabbana, that's it, we do salam. This is the time for duas, do long duas at that time, in the jalsa position, atayat after durood, this is the dua time, you understand? Before you finish salah when we sit, and before we do atayatu lillahi wa ta'ala shadu la rabbi jalni muqima salat wa salam alaykum wa ta'ala salam alaykum wa ta'ala, we finish salah. Yeah, but do dua at that time, the thing you need, ask then. That is the time when the dua is accepted. No, in Urdu, do it in Arabic. So when I was about to finish, and I did dua, when I was coming as well, I did dua, then I said to Allah Ta'ala, that give me some strength to say something good today. Subhanallah. So many brothers have come. Allah, if there's something good I can share, okay, I'll speak a little bit then. So when then my need was made, then Allah Ta'ala said, fine, you've made intention to speak. So this hadith I'll tell you, then speak. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. What a beautiful hadith. So now whether you succeed or not, but I've succeeded, alhamdulillah, mashallah. So now Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, Abu Huraira, deen is easy. To attain deen is not difficult. To attain the easy deen, it's easy. And if you follow my tariqah, my method that I tell you, then you'll get these three rewards. Number one, your deen will be solid, truth, ehdina siratul mustaqim, khalis, pure, no contamination, you won't swear any sahabi. Every person you'll have good feelings towards. Whoever Rasulullah said is good, you will accept his good. Every person you will keep on the state, Abu Bakr Sadiq, you'll give him his respect, Umar his respect, Ali's respect. And as Abu Baraira, every Sahabi you'll give the respect. Rasulullah gave everyone his respect. In Ahlul Bayt, the Sahaba, Tabi'in, Awliya Allah, everyone's status was designated. When the true deen comes, every person's status you will accept and uphold. And you can never fall into debate. Never. How can you have a deen if you do this? Number two. Allah's qurba, nearness you'll attain. SubhanAllah. Number three. Good news from Allah will come. Allah will give you good news in this world. So what should we do to get this? Listen clearly. Very simple. How does a person become this? How do you get this deen easy? Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, morning, evening, and little bit in the night, do a bit of dhikr of Allah. SubhanAllah. Say SubhanAllah. Subah, morning, in the evening, and a little bit in the night, little part of the night, do the dhikr of Allah. If you do this action and make it habitual, a habit, then all these things that Rasulullah prescribed, the same deen that's hard for you today. I can't pray Fajr in the morning, I can't pray Salah in congregation in the masjid, I can't keep the bid, I can't adopt parda. Then you will experience, if you do dhikr in this way, I swear by Allah, not one person have I seen. Thousands I've seen change and improve. Thousands. Thousands. Even today, such sisters I witnessed in these streets, used to swear, are you not ashamed? Look at these women wearing burqa and hijab. Is this the day they used to wear burqa? And this man, he's extreme, he does this, and they follow him. And I've heard those women, is that same women today, that somehow they've learned dhikr, when they sat in dhikr, that is same women today, subhanAllah, that nobody can even see the tip of their finger. SubhanAllah, they've hidden themselves in the parda, in the haya, modesty, you cannot imagine. You understand what I'm saying? So experience this. And if great things, big sins are not eliminated, then tell me, morning, evening, and a little bit in the night, in the part of the night, sit and do the dhikr of Allah, that's it. Is this not easy prescription? Tell me. Did Allah not give us easy prescription? Did He say do this, do that, mountains? No, just do dhikr at these times. And I'll tell you the easy way to do dhikr as well, said Rasulullah, in which your mouth doesn't need to move, your hands don't need to move, your fingers don't need to move. Today a brother was standing with me praying salah, and I was enjoying. And I think he's from our masjid, but not from our jama'ah. So he was standing next to me. Locality in his heart was alive, mashallah. I was enjoying myself praying salah, enjoying. He was stood next to me. And he was praying with presence of heart, with his depth of his heart, cleanness of heart. So brothers, very simple method. And the person who's telling us, he's telling us, and people are telling you, teachers, come I'll teach you, that do the dhikr of Allah on your heart. On your heart should start to do the dhikr of Allah. Your heart, this is called qalb, coming alive. Come, I'll teach you today after salah, after this majlis. This is my task, my duty. This is what I teach. Everyone can do dhikr from the tongue, tasbih in the hand. Everyone's got tasbih beads. Leave the tasbihs. Allah's given you tasbih in your heart. Make that alive. Your tasbih. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. You'll become alive. You'll be asleep. Your heart will be doing dhikr. Your name will be included in the list of the dhakirin. SubhanAllah. You will feel it that you're not doing nothing, but your heart is present doing dhikr of Allah. Learn this and go. Learn this and go. When this dhikr comes alive and you are regular in this morning and evening and a little bit in the night, inshallah, before you die, you will be, these three rewards you will attain in the world. Khalis pure deen, Allah's nearness, and the title of the wali of Allah and the glad tidings of paradise. Guarantee Allah is giving. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is giving. Guarantee. Will you do this, brothers? Inshallah, how simple a formula Allah's Nabi has given to us. All you have to do is this, guarantee Allah has given. And see how your sins will be released, haram will end, your time, waste of time will go, all the fitnas that come from the skies, you won't feel like going towards the fitnas. Your children will be saved, alhamdulillah. Brothers, we're sat here, those who do dhikr of Alhamdulillah, doing dhikr 20, 25, 30 years, I ask them a question, have you felt an improvement in your life or not? We have become what we have due to dhikr of Allah. Tell me, my friends, isn't this the case? So with ikhlas, sincerity, read, do this dhikr morning and evening, and Allah, subhanAllah, for the people of Bolton, a massive, massive achievement. Allah's given them majalis, gatherings morning and evening. Gatherings. Yani one person, that he's thirsty, he can only drink the water to quench his thirst. And is there anything else that can quench your thirst? If you think, where will we go? Allah says, don't worry, in front of your house I have dug a well for you. And there's a bucket, and a person's happy, oh, there's a well in front of my house. Enjoyment, out of a bath, drink the water, take benefit. How happy the person, Allah said, morning and evening Allah's dhikr. And I've made it alive in the masjids, the dhikr of Allah for you. And as soon as it's Fajr, you sit, come, and the majlis will be there. Sit and do the dhikr of Allah. Will you come, brothers? Inshallah. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ If today you don't understand, and if I don't understand, then there's no one more ignorant, the son, stupid, in the hereafter. We can say we're doing work of intellect. This is not aqal, leaving salah and earning money. This is not aqal, to leave the deen of Allah, and to waste and spoil your faces and your appearances. This is not aqal, to consume haram, to practice against it. This is not, oh, I've earned a lot of money, I trick people, and I do this and that, and I've got this house, I've got thousands in the bank. This is stupidity. This person's stupid. Allah Ta'ala will show him in the Akhirah, the darkness that in front of his eyes, his wealth will go. His wife and kids, they will grab his money and loot it, and they will be plundering his wealth. Fitna. Earning money, we think, is wisdom. We think making houses is wisdom. Having big, big cars, we think is wisdom. And intellectual, no. Intellectual is that person. In his life, he never missed one Fajr Salah. He is intellectual person. Fajr Salah was never wasted in his life. He is the intellectual person. What sort of intellect is this? Dunya. This is the most foolishness, stupidity. Then Abu Jahl, then he was the most intellectual then, isn't it? If we use that platform and gauge. So don't run after these things in your life. Dunya, to run after the dunya, what sort of life this? We look at our children, are we ashamed when we look at the children? Our children, that we train them, leave salah, cut your beards, do wrong actions, sins, and we're happy. Oh, my children, I've done tarbiyah, mashallah, they're happy, big jobs they've got. My son is this, second son is this professional, third son is this professional, all junglies and wild animals and owls in the forest. They don't know what's haram or salah or zakat. Isn't this our case with our children? Is this how we brought our children up? For money, we got a lot of money. He's got money in the bank, and he's got houses and properties, and he's a director in the factory. I've got this much money. Can this money stay with you? Will you take it with you in the grave, the notes, the cash? Will you take the cash? Has anyone taken cash in his grave until today? Your grandfather, father, have they taken cash with them in the grave? Have they taken planes in the grave with them? Nothing goes with you in the grave. Amal don't even go. Remember, amal don't even go. Amal only, khalis amal go. Pure sincere deeds. Not every deed will go with you in the grave. Amal, which amal will go? Khalis, sincere, pure. That's another topic. What is khalis amal? That's another topic. That pray salah, don't be happy, oh, I've made it. Made it think, is my salah accepted or not? That's a lengthy topic. Let's leave that here now. Let's leave that. Do you understand what I'm saying today? So from today, what do we need to do, brothers? What have you understood from today? As they come into your brains, what do you need to do today? Morning, evening, a little bit of the night, do dhikr of Allah. Yeah? Morning, evening, alhamdulillah, we have majalis. Come, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, sit down. Dunya, for the sake of dunya, don't leave deen for the sake of dunya. Whoever leaves deen for the dunya, Allah says, then I've left that person, end of story. Will we practice, brothers? So first action do today, the old brothers who are here, whoever's here, who has not learned dhikr of Allah, learn dhikr, then depart. Yes, the way I've told you, dhikr of the heart. So that you can learn how to do dhikr and start the tariqah, alhamdulillah. And then you'll be successful. You've made it. Yes, do you want kalima? When you're dying, then learn the dhikr of Allah with the fadl of Allah and leave. Then morning and evening and sit in the dhikr. Allah's given you cars, health, bodies, power, energy. Come with happiness and remember Allah, don't be miserly. Easiest solution and method. May Allah Ta'ala give me and you all the tawfiq. Ameen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، شفيع المظلومين، طه ياسين، الحبيب الأمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وأهل بيته، كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد، وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا كثيرا كثيرا. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعمدنا كل ذلك عندنا. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان. وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. اللهم استعبنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واشرنا في زمرته يا كريم. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم لم يرحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا، اللهم لم يرحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا، اللهم لم يرحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، الحياة منهم والأموات، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، والسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.